Chapter 31, Forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't about letting someone else off the hook. It's about freeing yourself. When you carry resentment, you chain yourself to the very thing you want to escape. Anger, grudges, bitterness, they weigh you down far more than they hurt the other person. In fact, half the time, the person you are angry with has already moved on. Meanwhile, you are still carrying the weight. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing bad behavior. It doesn't mean saying what happened was okay. It means deciding that you won't let it control you anymore. Think of forgiveness as taking a heavy stone out of your backpack. Every stone you drop makes your journey lighter. The physical benefits of forgiveness. Science confirms what many spiritual traditions have been saying for centuries. Forgiveness is good for your body. Lower stress levels. Holding anger keeps your nervous system in constant fight or flight. Forgiveness reduces stress hormones and lowers blood pressure. Stronger immune system. Chronic resentment suppresses your immune response. Letting go strengthens it. Better heart health. Forgiveness reduces inflammation and dramatically lowers the risk of heart disease. Improved sleep. People who forgive sleep better because they're not lying awake replaying arguments. Holding on to anger is toxic, literally. Letting it go adds not just peace of mind, but potentially years to your life. The mental benefits of forgiveness. The emotional impact is just as powerful. Reduced anxiety and depression. Resentment keeps you stuck in negative cycles. Forgiveness interrupts them. Greater resilience. You move forward faster when you stop dragging old stories behind you. Healthier relationships. Forgiveness allows you to approach new relationships without old pain distorting the present. Freedom from victimhood. Forgiveness shifts you from being defined by your past to becoming the author of your future. Researchers have even found that people who practice forgiveness live longer. Resentment is a form of chronic internal stress. Forgiveness flips off that internal alarm system and allows healing. A personal note. I've carried grudges before. I've replayed painful moments until they poison my mood and my relationships. But the moment I chose forgiveness, not for them, but for me, it felt like setting down a heavy load. The situation didn't change. The past didn't change. But I changed, and that is what matters. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness is not weakness. It is strength in one of its purest forms. It is not saying, what happened was fine. It is saying, I will not allow this to own me anymore. Every time you forgive, you take another stone out of your backpack. And with each stone gone, the road ahead gets lighter and easier. Forgiveness doesn't change the past. It changes the future, and it might just lengthen it too. When someone hurts you, when someone takes a shot at you, especially someone close to you, it hurts. Sometimes a mental punch can sting longer than a physical one. Criticism or demeaning comments can leave scars that last years. Because being hurt is inevitable, forgiveness becomes essential. No one is perfect. People will slip up. Even people who love you may unleash a rude comment or a negative burst of emotion. You may cry. You may carry that hurt for a few minutes or a lifetime. The longer you carry it, the heavier it becomes. Negative memories, left unchecked, lead to chronic negative thinking. And by now you know what negative thinking does. It destroys happiness. So what do? You forgive. Not because they deserve it, but because you do. Forgiveness lets you purge the emotional poison from your system. Once forgiven, even painful moments fade into nothing more than life experiences. The sting dissolves. But holding on to pain, replaying it again and again, strengthens the hurt and gives the person who wounded you continued power over your thoughts. You're the one still carrying the burden. You must take control. How I forgive. Here's my personal strategy. First, I ask myself, what does this person really mean to me? If they are a stranger or someone insignificant in my life, why would I allow their opinion to take up space in my mind? I don't catch what they're throwing, and if I do, I drop it immediately. If they are someone important, I ask, is this a repeated behavior? If not, they are probably having a bad day. I let it pass. If it is a pattern, then a conversation is needed. If they can change, the relationship improves. If they refuse to change, I end the relationship, regardless of who they are. My happiness and yours must always come first. Sometimes the person lashing out is dealing with something painful that has nothing to do with you. Understanding that makes forgiveness easier. Forgiving doesn't mean tolerating abuse. It means protecting your peace. Forgiveness and self-love. One of the most overlooked areas of forgiveness is forgiving yourself. Many people have been carrying self-blame for years. They beat themselves up for decisions made decades ago. They cling to guilt or shame as if punishing themselves will somehow fix the past. But self-forgiveness is foundational to happiness. You cannot give peace to others while waging war against yourself. When you forgive yourself, you reclaim all the energy you wasted beating yourself up and redirect it into living your life instead of reliving your mistakes. The courage to release. Forgiveness is a skill. Like any skill, it improves with practice. Start with the small things, the offhand remarks, the insensitive comment from a coworker, the mistake someone made in haste. As your forgiveness muscle grows stronger, you will learn to forgive deeper wounds with greater ease. Forgiveness takes courage, but it also gives courage, the courage to move forward, to rebuild, to open your heart again. Forgiveness is freedom. It is the ultimate act of emotional maturity. And it is one of the greatest gifts you can ever give yourself. Reflection exercise. Drop the stones. Write down the name of one person you are still holding resentment toward, maybe even yourself. Ask, what is holding onto this anger cost me physically, mentally, and emotionally? Write a short statement of release. I choose to let this go, not for them, but for me. Each time the anger returns, remind yourself, this stone is not mine to carry anymore. Forgiveness is freedom, and freedom adds years to your life, both in length and in joy.